Hey, listen up. Before the weather changes, get new windows in your home and save possibly hundreds on your energy bill. Call the Window Replacement Hotline right now and take advantage of their special savings event. Get your leaky, drafty windows replaced with energy-efficient, beautiful, virtually maintenance-free windows at this year's rock-bottom prices. Our prices are so low, we don't want to scare the competition. The only way to hear about our window savings is to call. Yes, you must call our special toll-free number for the best window replacement prices in town. Get your new windows, patio doors, and more from the Window Replacement Hotline. Get ready for the change in weather. Save on your energy bills. Call right now for tremendous prices on new windows and beautify your home. Call the Window Replacement Hotline now. 800-685-2080. 800-685-2080. 800-685-2080. That's 800-685-2080.
It's Rick Tittle.
All right. Hey, thank you for that. TGIF, all that good stuff. And welcome to another live edition of Titillating Sports.
With Rick Tittle.
That would be me. You would be you. Reeboks, let you be you. Come on in and let's get heard. Let's talk some sports. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. Get yourself in and get yourself heard. It's Friday, so I'll give you Rick's picks. In the third hour, I know a lot of times people are like, when's the sports talk? Well, not a lot of sports talk today. I'm just letting you know right now, but a lot of entertainment. First of all, Jan Wall in the first hour on Fridays. Does it get more entertaining than Jan Wall? Everyone who meets Jan loves her. She's got such an infectious personality, and she's a Hollywood insider. We'll get to those Hollywood guests in the first hour. And then after that, I have three comedians. I have Joe Sib, who's at Helium Philadelphia. I have Joe List, one of my all-time favorites. He's at Helium Portland. And then we'll have comedian Jared Fried back again as well. He's at Helium Buffalo. And I'm going to need some helium after that. I'll get some balloons at the shoe store, and I'll suck them in.
And then sound like this.
We also have an interview live from Germany from Torsten Folt. He is a video game developer. And we'll have a handicapper come in at 11-12 and prognosticate on the NFL weekend. That one kind of sounds like sports. But this show is just so fraught with entertainment, I don't know how anybody can take it. Under one roof, the Costco of entertainment is my show. 1-800-878-PLAY is the number to call up to get in. Big shout out to our brave men and women listening both home and abroad on American Forces Radio Network, 500 outlets, 177 countries. We're on the TuneIn app, iHeartRadio app, Stitcher app. We're on Twitch.tv, there I am. And also CRN Digital, plus two, the cable radio network, channel two. 3 hours, how will we get it all in? Come on back.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
And now today's Rust Eating Tip of the Day, presented by Free All Deep Penetrating Oil. You're all set for a quick tire rotation until you have a rusted on wheel. Coat those lug nuts in penetrating oil, let them sit for a few minutes, and you'll have them off in a cinch. Now, give a generous spray into each mounting hole, place a 2x4 on the outer edge of the wheel, and smack the wood with a mallet, just enough to create some braking force and vibration. Repeat if necessary. And now a word from Free All.
Stop wasting your time struggling to loosen rusted nuts and bolts. Start using Free All Deep Penetrating Oil. Free All spreads deep into rusted or frozen parts to help release tough bolts and washers. Its formula delivers 3 times more lubricant. That means less sprays, less torque, and less time than any other penetrating oil on the market. It's even silicone free. Professionals have trusted Free All Deep Penetrating Oil for over 40 years. Now it's your turn. Get Free All today at AutoZone, O'Reilly, and Napa. Look for the silver can.
I'm not insightful enough to be a movie critic. Maybe I could be a food critic. These muffins taste bad. Or an art critic. That painting is bad.
I'm so disgusted by Rick Tittle that I find him very intoxicating.
Well, 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 how about that? And let's get right to it. Does it get any better than Jan Wall? How you doing, Janie?
I'm right here, baby.
Oh, wait, let's try that again. Does it get any better than Jan Wall? How you doing, Janie?
Only Rick Tittle, honey. Only Rick Tittle.
All right, let's get right to our guests. I mean, what a big show we have. And we have author Brooke Wolf with us, and she has a book called Growing Up Harris, and I like the way you put it, Brooke, a sibling memoir. What do you mean by that?
I have three brothers, and we wrote it together. We actually, it was my brother Jamie's idea and to do this, and what we did was pick topics, and then each of us would write on the topic, like the street we lived on or our mother or father, and not show each other, and then see what it was we had written. And we realized we had very different memories of the same event, some of the same memories, but different memories of the same time and event. And it made of an interesting, almost Rashomon kind of take on what our childhood was. So we decided to continue, and we did it topic after topic that way, never showing each other or altering each other's work until we had enough to put together into a book. And it became, so it is a sibling memoir. Each one of us wrote something in it on each of the topics. So
it's such a good idea, Brooke. This is Jan. It's such a good idea to do this. Tell people a little bit about where you lived, because, you know, in the 60s and 70s in West L.A., it was a place of, besides swimming pools and movie stars, folk clubs and, you know, all kinds of interesting rock and roll legends who were there at the same time.
Well, we grew up in the late 50s in an area that's now called Brentwood Glen, but then was called the Rattery Tract. because it was a man named Rattery had built houses, as many did after World War II, for returning veterans. And so that was part of how the L.A. suburbs started. And actually, we lived right off a freeway off-ramp on the San Diego freeway, which is now known mostly as the 405, and had to move across the street from one house to the other because our initial house got torn down to build the freeway. So it's really, people are driving on the grave of our old house. But we grew up at a time when children had a lot of freedom in the suburbs. So in the summer, we'd say bye and run out of the house, and we're on our own till dinner time, really. We could go anywhere. So we went to Westwood Village a lot. The Veterans Administration was right next door, which played a big part in our lives. We walked to school. We just got around with our own clubs of people. The girls were the umpies, the boys were the apes. That was a wonderful freedom that we enjoyed that children don't these days very much anymore. And so there was that part of it. And then as we grew up, we grew up right into the 60s and the whole change that was happening in the culture. And that was reflected in a lot of things that went on around us. But we were very much involved in Hollywood as well, because not only was our grandfather one of the early screenwriters, but our uncle, who lived two blocks away, was the first PR man for, and then became partners with, in a company called JLEM with Jack Lemmon. So, there were a lot of the children that we played with were the children of movie stars and stuff. So we grew up in a world that was laced with Hollywood, even though we were on the, our friends lived in mansions and everything, and we were on the smaller side of the suburbs. But it was definitely something that we knew. And
I'm
so
only laughing because it's such a good story, Brooke, that contrast.
Yeah, it really was a huge contrast. My brothers and I would come back home after being in someone's house and describe what was in the refrigerator or pantry. It was like, could you believe it? They had this, they had that, The whole concept of that sort of wealth was the contrast was always there. And at the schools we were in, the contrast was there, because we initially were in private schools and then went to public school. So it was an interesting time. And when we grew up, as you pointed out, with the folk era and turning into rock and roll, there was no stardust in our eyes about it, because we had already been around all of that kind of thing. So we just fell right into and sort of had an expectation that people we know might turn out to be, rock and roll stars or something. It just wasn't like a big leap to think that, because we were... Uh-huh. And then all the while, this sort of somewhat idyllic sounding at first glance setup had underneath it all these severe problems that were in the suburbs. And some of them are interesting to look at from in retrospect. I mean, for women, I think, it was a very strange time, because when their husbands were away at war, they had to do so much and take on jobs and everything. And then their husbands came home and they were suddenly supposed to be content being the housewives and, having all the pluses of the picket fence house in the suburbs and everything. But they were bored stiff. So they spent hours together playing cards, drinking, doing things like that in the neighborhood. It was very regular where you'd go, where's anybody's mom? And unless they were working, which was usually Hollywood related, then you would find them, you know, at somebody's house, all playing bridge in the middle of the afternoon and drinking like fish, you know. So it was a very there was a lot of roles that needed to be redefined, which is part of what the 60s brought about, was saying this
doesn't
work.
And you're Hollywood related, Brooke. You work in the business now, right?
Yeah, I do, actually. So but it never had the glitter for me that it does for some people. I think partly just being around it.
For me, it has the glitter for me, but not for you. I don't understand.
All right, well, there she is, the author Brooke Wolf and the book Growing Up Harris, a sibling memoir that she wrote with her brothers Jeff, James, and Jonathan. Brooke, congratulations, and thanks for coming on.
It's a great book, Brooke. It's great. It's such a good idea for other families. Rick, you could do that in your family. You know, everybody look at an event through their own eyes.
Yeah, but you know what, Jan? My little brother said my house I grew up in was haunted, and I don't know where the hell he got that from. I wish he would have told me at the time. So, we'll do
better
it.
Than he didn't.
Anyway, yeah. Brooke Wolf, Growing Up Harris. Everybody, pick up a copy. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you very much.
All right,
pleasure to speak with you. Bye bye.
Bye. We'll take a quick break. Rick Tittle and Jan Wall back on the other side with Robert Storm and Jimmy Hunt.
I wonder if my parents will ever be apart. When mommy sharpens a knife, I thrill to see her and daddy's wife. When daddy cleans a gun.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531. Hey, listen up. Before the weather changes, get new windows in your home and save possibly hundreds on your energy bill. Call the Window Replacement Hotline right now and take advantage of their special savings event. Get your leaky, drafty windows replaced with energy-efficient, beautiful, virtually maintenance-free windows at this year's rock-bottom prices. Our prices are so low, we don't want to scare the competition. The only way to hear about our window savings is to call. Yes, you must call our special toll-free number for the best window replacement prices in town. Get your new windows, patio doors, and more from the Window Replacement Hotline. Get ready for the change in weather. Save on your energy bills. Call right now for tremendous prices on new windows and beautify your home. Call the Window Replacement Hotline now. 800-685-2080. 800-685-2080. 800-685-2080. That's 800-685-2080.
When you want to protect your IRA or 401k, don't trust it to just anyone's hands. It's your money. You earned it, and you deserve the best protection available. That's where Augusta Precious Metals comes in. We've provided gold and silver IRAs to thousands of Americans, including Joe Montana himself, the Hall of Fame quarterback. Augusta is trusted by all these people because we have a simple process requiring little more than a phone call to book an appointment for a one-on-one web conference on the benefits of buying gold inside your IRA. Our objective, to educate you on the economy and on the way Americans are using gold as an important part of their wealth protection plans. So do what Joe Montana did. Protect your IRA with gold and silver. Call Augusta Precious Metals right now.
800-251-0427. 800-251-0427. 800-251-0427. That's 800-251-0427.
You're so ugly you could be a modern art masterpiece.
I'm 33% sure Rick Tittle is the father of my child, but I'm 100% sure Rick Tittle is a jackass.
All right, that's fantastic. Welcome back to the show, Rick Tittle with you, syndicated nationally and around the world on American Forces Radio Network. Right now, on the phone, we're trying to get actor Jimmy Hunt on the line, but until then, in studio, we're quite happy to have Robert Strom with us, veteran writer, and he's here to talk about his new book coming out from Bear Manor Media called Cries in the Night, Children in Film Noir. Robert, thanks for coming in. Where did you get the idea for this project?
Thank you. Well, I wanted to do something that hadn't been done about film noir. You know, there are so many books like this wonderful film noir encyclopedia here. And it occurred to me that no one had talked about the children in noir, which goes back to Fritz Lang's classic 1931 film M that made Peter Lorre a star.
Yeah.
And the little girl that's abducted in that is, of course, so memorable. And then they remade M in 51. And Jeanine Perrault is the last little girl abducted in that version. So I will be interviewing her in the future for this book.
Well, such a good idea. Hi, Robert. It's Jan Wall.
Hi, Jan.
It's great to talk to you. I read all your books. They're so interesting.
Thank you.
You take really odd subjects in Hollywood history. Not odd, but compelling. And this is a great idea. I mean, there have been so many children who play important roles.
Oh,
in
yeah.
Film well, noir. I mean, they're everywhere.
I think you probably have the same favorite little boy as I do, and that's wonderful Bobby Driscoll in The Window.
Oh, my gosh.
With Ruth Roman, yes. And Paul Stewart, I believe, pursuing him in The Window, 1949. And he was so
people,
good in it. Yeah. You know, he got the Juvenile Oscar for that film.
Mm. There's always people after the kids, you know.
Yes.
I think of the Robert Mitchum film that Charles Laughton did, Night
yes.
of the Hunter.
Yes.
And there's two little kids in that that are so brilliant.
Well,
and,
I interviewed Michael Chapin, who was 18 when he did it. He's the older brother of Billy Chapin, who is the...
Father Knows Best.
Really, yeah. Well, Billy Chapin is the really, for me, the lead of The Night of the Hunter. You know, he's the little boy that Mitchum is pursuing to get that doll Sally Jane Bruce has.
No doubt. And speaking of child stars, it's really great to bring in to the show right now Jimmy Hunt, who was in a lot of those film noirs. Jimmy, welcome to the show. When I think back in a movie like Sorry, Wrong Number, Barbara Stanwyck, Burt Lancaster, what are some of those memories being in those kind of twisted films back then?
Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy Hunt. Glad to be with you.
Hi, Jimmy.
Hello, Jan.
Hi, Jimmy.
Yeah. Hi, Rob. How you doing?
Wonderful. Thank you.
Good. You know, these were films kind of early in my career, and I never realized how important they would be. Pitfall and then, of course, Sorry, Wrong Number. And those are just small roles that I had, but I guess I know the one in Pitfall was very important because it painted Dick Powell as a really good dad and a family man, and then of course he'd follow, there's the Pitfall, with Elizabeth Scott, so it was interesting to make them. Like I said, I was on the good side.
Right.
You have the angels on your shoulder. You've got, the little devil on one side and the little angel on the other. And I was on the angel side, yeah.
Well, speaking of the devil, Jackie Cooper, a great child star, told me that Wallace Beery used to pinch him and hurt him to get him out of the way, to get him out of scene so he wouldn't take the focus away from him, Wallace Beery. Did you ever have any trouble with stars being mean to you?
No. I tell you, I had nothing but a great time and a career. I had no problems at all. I mean, I listened to, child stars and all that to talk about the problems they've had. And I was very fortunate because I never had one incident of anything like that.
Well, you were very fortunate. Everybody, Robert, did you ever talk to anybody that had a problem like that?
I did, and it's covered in her book, Working Kid. That's Mimi Gibson, who's in the film noir, The Brothers Rico, and Strange Intruder with Ida Lupino. And Mimi, it's in her book, so I'm not giving away any secrets, but Mimi Gibson was best known for Houseboat with Cary Grant and Sophia Loren. And she's a friend, and she said that when she was on the Loretta Young show, she had a problem crying in a scene. She dried up, and Loretta bent her fingers backwards to make her cry.
Ow!
She was very. It's a still haunts her. It really still haunts her to this day that Loretta was so mean, which is shocking. But then she was the Iron Butterfly.
Why?
Wow. Jimmy, let me ask you this about how much you work, because I'm just looking at your filmography from 1948 to 1950. So that's just 3 years. You made 14 studio movies. Did you ever get a break to just breathe?
It seems, I look at it, and like you say, the movies that I made in that short period of time, I made 42 movies from 1947 to 1954.
Wow.
And so that's like 6 movies a year. And some of them, it wasn't like it is today where they bang out those movies pretty quickly. I mean, they went at a pretty good pace, but still, I don't know. I lived a good little life as a young boy. I never thought of it as being too much pressure until probably about the last 2 years.
And Jimmy's in a great sci-fi that we should mention, right? Invaders from Mars.
Yeah, both of them.
Invaders from Mars.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that was the movie that. I didn't think that it's such a great movie, but it's the one that I'm remembered for all over the world. I get fan mail from all other countries, and the Invaders from Mars is the one that everybody mentions. I think I did some really good work in some of the other movies, but that's the one that they mention.
Robert, there's a lot of child actors who end up either broke or alcoholic or drug addicted or really troubled.
Yeah, that
Did
was.
Did you find that to be the case?
Well, not with anyone that I interviewed, thank goodness. And everyone I interviewed, which is 25 interviews now for this book, they all still have their marbles very much intact.
Great.
They remember, like Jimmy Hawkins, I say he's made a career of his career, the little boy from It's a Wonderful Life. Jimmy Hawkins remembers every scene in every film he did, with the exception of Shadow on the Wall with Gigi Perreau, who Jimmy Hunt worked with many times.
Mm-hmm.
And Gigi is wonderful. She's a great lady. And the dramatic coach of Meghan Markle. And Gigi was at the royal wedding. And Jimmy and I both know her. And she's wonderful in Shadow on the Wall, 1950, with Ann Southern, Zachary Scott, as the little girl who sees the shadow on the wall.
She's doing what with Meghan Markle?
Her drama coach.
Her drama coach?
Correct.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow,
and
cool.
Gigi's sister Janine is in the 51 remake of M.
Oh, yeah. And that's a very heavy duty. I mean, how did these kids ever go to school? I mean, Jimmy, how did you ever go
Jimmy,
to school?
Yeah, Jimmy can answer that.
Okay. Well, what happened was the fact that you had to have 3 hours of school during the workday. And so we got that, you go along, and while they were setting up scenes, and of course, this is where the little people came to play in movies, is the fact that they were stand-ins for the children, and so the children could go to school, and they could do the lighting and all that stuff, and set up the scene, prior to doing it by using the little people. And we called them midgets at that time, but the little people, and they would, you know, they could do it that way. But we had to have 3 hours, and there was always there was a school teacher there who would, you know, be with us. She was sort of almost a welfare worker, and so she was there on the set all the time, looking out for us. And you know, we would get, you know, school 15 minutes at a time, so to speak, sometimes. But I tell you one thing, and it did. It being in the movies helped me. And now, of course, I can't remember my name sometimes. But it taught me how to memorize things, and it taught me how to be organized and
And language.
Right. It's You know what? I hate cutting people off, but we got to go to a break. I wish we had more time. I want to thank Jimmy Hunt, veteran actor, for coming on. And, of course, in studio, Robert Strom. Yeah, and make sure
look up Robert Strom, everybody. He's
an
amazing writer.
Thank you so much. Yes, well, pitch my earlier books, Jan.
Well, I love your books,
Gypsy Rose Lee and Virginia O'Brien books.
Cries of the Night, incredible. Children in Film Noir from Bear Manor Media coming out this or next year. We'll look forward to that. Thanks,
Bear
everybody.
Bear Manor Media has
We will take a quick
book.
Break, and we'll come back on Sports Byline.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-306-1760, 800-306-1760, 800-306-1760, that's 800-306-1760.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Here's a COVID-19 update pertaining to cruise travel. Everyone wants to get away and go on a vacation. But let's face it, there's a COVID fear factor out there. But here's some good news. Taking a cruise is probably the safest place you can be right now. All cruise lines have initiated very thorough testing requirements for all passengers and employees. They've also enhanced their air filtration systems, continual cleaning of the cruise ships, and have much stricter occupancy limitations. What that means for you is you can have peace of mind knowing you can have a wonderful vacation on a cruise ship without putting yourself in a severe risk of getting sick. Make your cruise vacation plans now. Call and let one of Viva Voyage's cruise experts help you find the safest cruise package at the lowest rates of the year.
800-585-4760. 800-585-4760. 800-585-4760. That's 800-585-4760.
Are you saying that I put an abnormal brain into a 7.5-foot long 54-inch wide gorilla! Is that what you're telling me?
This is the only sports talk show that features a Rhodes Scholar, but he ain't here today. Now, back to Rick Tittle.
All right, thank you so much, and we continue our first hour on Friday, Rick Tittle and Jan Wall, and we're quite happy to bring in our next guest. It is a crow. Do you hear that?
It's my window.
Okay, we bring in... We bring in our third guest. It is author Jeffrey Spivak. He has a book called Buzz, The Life and Art of Busby Berkeley. Jeffrey, thank you so much for coming on. And for me, I think Busby Berkeley, I think of, you know, the top-down synchronized swimming. But there's so much more to it than that, isn't it?
Absolutely. But just the name Busby Berkeley envisions the kind of work that he did. And working with those chorus girls with the camera 60 feet up and them in kaleidoscopic patterns was just only a little bit of the kind of work that he did. But that's what he's most famously known for.
Well, it's pretty wild stuff, Jeffrey. I mean, this is Jan Wall, and I'm a big Busby Berkeley fan. And I've not only got the hardback edition of your book, I have the paperback so I can carry it around. It's so good.
Well, I mean, God love you.
Well, I love this book. It's so colorful. I always thought he was on drugs, or he must have been quite crazy to come up with these patterns. But he comes from a military background, and we have a lot of military people who listen to this show. Could you talk about that?
Absolutely. He fought in World War One. He didn't get to see action like he wanted to, so he was doing other things at the time, like arranging military marches for hundreds of servicemen at one time, silently doing it. So they'd be marching in patterns and crisscrossing, and a lot of people think that's what he took when he got into the motion picture business. But in reality, he kind of made it through the Broadway years long before he got into movies, and there he was starting to bring his multi-talented cast together with large crews, large dancing girls on the Broadway stage, and that's what he brought into the motion picture business.
When I think Busby Berkeley, the first name I think of is Esther Williams, the fantastic competitive swimmer and actress. How much was she a part of what he was doing?
Oh, they were like a match made in heaven. By the time Berkeley worked with Esther Williams, it was in the 1950s. And so he had lost some of his cachet in the motion picture business. But he had some great ideas for musical numbers that Esther Williams was starring in. In fact, since he was hired at MGM at this time, not in Warner Brothers any longer, he and Esther got to put their heads together and created some spectacular, colorful musical numbers. Because, as you know, a lot of his famous numbers are in black and white, but some of his color numbers, especially with Esther Williams, are really terrific.
Now, Esther told me, I was lucky enough to know her, and she told me that she was kind of scared of Busby, but because he didn't care if she got hurt or not. Would you say that's true? I mean, he didn't care if these women, I mean, especially in things like Dames and Gold Diggers of 33, my favorite, he didn't care if they got hurt. He just wanted to get that shot.
Absolutely right. And I mentioned that specifically. I think in Million Dollar Mermaid, Esther Williams wore a heavy crown on her head, and she was jumping off a small little piece of wood about 65 feet into a pool, all of a sudden halfway down, realizing that this crown that she was wearing was so heavy, when she hit the water, her neck snapped. Oh. And a lot of people didn't realize that she was in real danger. And Berkeley, you know, really, I mean, he took a cavalier attitude towards all his actors and actresses, right, and put them through hell.
And
this
Miller
is just
said
one
so.
Instance.
Yeah. And Miller said it too. I mean, he just didn't care. But he got these shots, these crazy shots, you know, and Miller dancing around the instruments and, I mean, crazy
Oh, yes.
stuff.
Oh, that was for Small Town Girl when you saw just the arms of the musicians sticking up through the floor. That was a great idea from Berkeley. And if you also know, he also made a bunch of films with Mickey Rooney and Judy Garland. Those backyard musicals were directed by Berkeley.
I just wonder.
This book is just crazy.
I wonder how many takes. I mean, you think about the symmetry of, you know, 50 pairs of legs separating at the right time, the arms going up at the right time, the heads turning at the right time. And I always just think that if one person is just a little bit off, it's going to ruin it. So I guess this is probably something that would drive him quite insane.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Rick. Actually, Berkeley was one of those, you know, measure twice and shoot once kind of guys. And he did most of his musical numbers using a single camera. Imagine that. He takes one camera, gets the shot he wants, moves on to the next setup, gets that shot, often in sequential order, so the editor had nothing to work with. They just, Berkeley had said, here's my musical number, and here it was.
Yeah.
And that's how he did it. So, yes, there was a lot of rehearsal and then the shooting.
To this very day, people use the Berkeley Top Shot. Did he patent that? I mean, did he become very wealthy because he patented that? Also, one more thing is there's a very famous trial where he's wheeled in.
Absolutely.
It's in the book. Yeah, that's a whole different thing. But did he patent that Berkeley Top Shot?
Well, the legs that Rick is talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he mastered it, didn't necessarily patent it. It was used earlier in some other films, but sparsely. You know, anybody can bring a camera up, but to become a master of it, that's what Berkeley did. So I wouldn't say he originated. He did have a patent, though, on the revolving stage. If you see the Young and Healthy number from 42nd Street and you see a stage that's revolving, that was a Berkeley invention, and he really did patent it with the United States Patent Office.
He would probably love the invention of drones today.
Oh God.
I don't know, but he liked human beings, and he liked the women, and he liked to look at those legs, and I don't know. You know, but I see. You mean to shoot with.
Yeah, to shoot straight down.
For sure. For sure. It'd be a lot safer than the way he used to hang off things. One thing I'm referring to is when he killed some people in a drunk driving case, and he ended up really orchestrating. Well, Jerry Giesler did, but he ended up orchestrating his trial. It's very interesting.
That's a main centerpiece of the book. At the height of his popularity, he was driving drunk, and he got into an auto accident where people died. And normally, even in those days, if you were drunk and you caused this kind of accident, you'd be on trial for manslaughter. But in this case, the judge really didn't like these Hollywood big shots getting away with literally murder. And so Berkeley was on trial for second-degree murder in the case of the auto accident. He had a shifty lawyer. He was a good one. He was the kind of lawyer that every Hollywood person who was in trouble would make the rallying cry, "Get Giesler." It was referring to Jerry Giesler, the lawyer to the stars. After a couple of trials, he was found not guilty, but it was held for him at the time, and he wasn't working. And when the trial was finally over, his brand of musical had kind of changed too. So he really suffered in many ways.
What about him being married 6 times and then a bizarre alienation of affections lawsuit?
you mentioned before that he loved the ladies, and boy, did he.
Yeah.
Yes, he was married 6 times. He was actually quoted as saying, "I can't even remember all their names."
Mm-hmm.
And yes, he was involved in the alienations of affection lawsuit where the husband of the woman sued Berkeley, and Berkeley said, "I was going to sue him back." And it's just one of those things that, that happened back in those days. It's all recounted in the book.
It's the genius of the work, Jeffrey. It's a genius of Busby Berkeley. I mean, look at 42nd Street with that Nazi kind of, you know, lineup and the way they do the dance. You know, when I say Nazi, it's a certain style that he puts in. And it's just crazy stuff that will always last. And people love Busby Berkeley. My God, he got people out of the Depression with these wild, crazy visuals, and they still last to this day. When I show young people Busby Berkeley movies from the 30s, they flip. They flip.
Oh, sure. And look at the time he, you know, 42nd Street came out in 1932. But at that time, Sound Pictures had been around for a few years, and people were really getting sick of musicals. They really were, up to the point that a lot of these motion picture, you know, theater owners would put a sign out in front saying, our latest attraction is not a musical. So Warner Brothers kind of hedged their bets with 42nd Street. They were willing to drop all the musical numbers and keep it a strict drama, but the musical numbers by Berkeley could not be denied. And that started his career big time.
All right, Jeffrey, you've seen more of this than Jan and I. What is your quintessential, most amazing Busby Berkeley choreography piece?
Well, there might be two of them. For a water number, there's the By a Waterfall number from Footlight Parade. The greatest aquacade ever put on film, even better than the stuff he did with Esther Williams.
That was the one, like that was like a layer cake. It went down levels and levels, right?
Exactly. It was amazing. And for a land-based or on dry land-based musical number, I would pick the Lullaby of Broadway from Gold Diggers of 1935. There is where Jan might have got that Nazi reference when you see them dancing and their arms go up and down and up and down like a Zeke Heil kind of salute. I don't know if Berkeley meant that, but that's kind of what it looked like.
I don't know. Very militaristic in a scary way, but also at the same time in an incredible, marvelous way.
Absolutely. It's kind of jaw-dropping. Also considering it wasn't using special effects like today. They would use special effects for everything.
Right, and that's funny. Right. Gold Diggers of 1935 had Dick Powell. And our previous guest, we were talking about a Dick Powell movie. We got a little theme, Jan.
Yeah, you know, he really got sick of those musical numbers after a while, and he really wanted to change his image, and he did in the 1940s.
Right. He became Sam Spade and all these kind of film noir heroes, and then he moved on to directing. Incredible career.
Well, we want to make sure everybody picks up a copy of Buzz, The Life and Art of Busby Berkeley from Screen Classics. It is available from our guest and author, Jeffrey Spivak. Jeffrey, congratulations on the book. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you very much, Rick. Rick and Jan, it was nice speaking with both of you.
All right, good stuff. Jan, we'll get a recommendation on the other side.
Sure.
Let's do it. Come on back, y'all.
The big stuff. Who do you think you are? Mr. Big Stuff. You're never gonna get my love. Now because you wear all those fancy clothes. Oh, yeah. And have a big fine car. Oh, yes, you do now.
What are you so happy about?
I'm on the pill.
Aren't you two a bit old to worry about having more kids?
Not her, me.
You lost me there, buddy.
Steel Man pills. Things weren't always looking up, if you catch my drift. So, my doctor prescribed me a little something.
Like Viagra?
Yeah, but that's expensive, and it wasn't covered by my insurance. Steel Man pills cost me less than $3 a pill, and virtually the same effect. I just called and got over 40 pills for only $99.
I have this friend who might be looking and...
Well, if your friend wants some help, the consultation is free over the phone. No clinic. Steel Man pills sends it in the mail in a confidential package.
I'm on it. I mean, my friend will be on it.
Steel Man Pills. Going the extra mile to help men with erectile dysfunction.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
Hello? You there in the car. Listen, if I was a cop, I'd pull you over and ask to see your insurance. Woo, I bet that would scare the heck out of you. But seriously, I still want you to get your insurance papers out. Whoa, that's ridiculous. Look, we all have cars. That means insurance. But newsflash, you don't have to pay a fortune for it. What smart people all over the United States are doing is saving hundreds of dollars calling AIS Insurance. Some of you could be saving up to $600 a year. Maybe with an extra $600, you can get your car washed at least once a month. I mean, come on, look at it. Look, my job is to help you save money on your car insurance. So pick up the phone, call AIS Insurance right now, and get your car washed, please. 800-756-3744. 800-756-3744. 800-756-3744. That's 800-756-3744.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
It says 100% guaranteed, you moron.
Mister, if you don't shut up, I'm going to kick 100% of your ass.
Rick Tittle's got a black belt in keeping it real.
Couple minutes left in our Friday first hour with film critic Jan Wall. Jan, do you have some recs?
I sure do. I just saw this. Brooke Harris was talking earlier in the show about how she wrote a book, how her she and her three brothers looked at the same family situations and where they were growing up, but completely differently. They remembered it completely differently. And she said Rashomon. Rashomon, I just watched it. So fabulous for about the 100th time. It's so new and fresh, even though it was made in 1950. You can get it on the internet easily. It's by Akira Kurosawa, and it's about four people viewing one situation completely differently. The situation is the rape and murder of people, and it's one woman and one man. And it's how everybody views this rape and murder. It's really strong, really well done. Toshirô Mifune, my favorite actor, one of my favorite actors. Anyway, it's called Rashomon. Look it up. It's fabulous.
Rape and murder. It's fabulous. No, I'm just kidding.
hey, you should talk, man. You're the one that gets into that horrible, murderous movie.
You should talk, Rick. You're the rapist and murderer.
No, it's just you like all this violent crap,
Oh, Squid Games?
You do. I mean, at least Rashomon is art.
Well, let me tell you this. The latest season of Narcos Mexico is, I think, just an absolute work of art. And they've got a lot of, dialogue and a lot of personal stories as well. But I love that show on Netflix. And it's the third season of Narcos Mexico. It just came out a few days ago. I think I'm on episode 6.
What do you love about it, Rick? What do you love about it?
The storylines, the character development, then it's got the gang stuff and the crime stuff. But it's very, very deep. And it's got a lot of things, mm-hmm. I think, that, for men and women in this. And whatever your gender is, it's very, very well done, Jan.
Good. I love finding good new things to watch. I love it.
All right. Hey, have a great weekend. Thanks for coming by.
You too, Rick.
What a crazy
great
hour.
Show.
Yeah, we had a crow and
what
everything.
What a show.
All right. Rick Tittle, come on back.